Because they'll tell us that Edom is wrong. And the Roman Empire was Edom. Yavon was a different people. However, the fight between Klal Yisrael and Yavon, Klal Yisrael or Edom, had a lot in common. And as we move towards Hanukkah, we live in the Golos of Edom. And to understand my focus between Yaakov and Esav is not only understanding my focus between Yaakov and Edom, it's also understanding my focus between Yaakov and Yovan. If you take a look, on the one hand, Yovan is beauty, Yovan is culture, Yovan, Greece, philosophers, literature, poetry, theater, all of Western culture comes out of Yovan. The concept of theater is Yovan. Poetry is Yovan. Philosophy is Yovan. Culture. And you may say that Yovan and Edom are two very, very different things. The Rambam is very interesting when he describes in Hilchos Chanukah what and who Yovan was. Yovan came to Klal Yisrael. And Rambam says, who are these Yavonim? He says, Rambam says, the Bayit Sheni, Kishem Olchu Yavon, Gozu Gzero, Sal Yisrael, Ubitlu Data, they wanted to mevatel the Jewish religion. Well, in Nihu also, and they did not allow them Lasa Petorah Mitzvahs, to be Osek Petorah, and to do Mitzvahs. Uposhtu Yodom B'memonom B'noseya. Do not think that what was happening, says the Rambam, was a very theoretical, philosophical issue. Uposhtu Yodom. What was the reason for all of Greek philosophy? It was taif. Chazal tell us, you had time of Bilam and Balak. What did Bilam say? He wanted, how did he get Klal Yisrael to worship Avodah Zarah? For Pa'or. Pa'or is the most disgusting Avodah Zarah conceived. B'nos Moab, B'nos Midian. The human being is a very complicated thing. Klal Yisrael 40 years in the Midian. Klal Yisrael, 40 years ago, they lived with Nisim Guluyim every day. The mon, the minus, and Oschol of Olsumel. Their clothes grew up with them. They didn't have to change clothes. They were never sick. They were never attacked. There was an anana covered around them. Their food was delivered to their doorstep every day. They had water in the middle of the midbar. And then, at the end of 40 years, after all of this, you worship Avodah Zarah. You worship Avodah Zarah after all of this. How's that possible? The answer is, it's no. Very simple. I want to justify it. Justify it, Avodah Zarah. What is the Rambam telling us? Edom is just brute force. It's not clothed in anything nice and anything beautiful. Yavon is tied to clothed in philosophy and literature, but in the end of the day, it's just a means of justifying their titles. Now, how do Klal Yisrael fight Yavon? They mount a major army. The answer is, we say, Nalanis. What do we say, Nalanis? Rabin, Yad Yatin, Meyin, Yad Tehorin, Yishoyin, Yad Sahikin, Zayin, Yad Oske Sarosa. We say very, very simple. The recipe for success of Yaakov Avinu. That means whether he fights Edom, the recipe for Yaakov Avinu, whether he fights Yavon, is one. He may be small, but as long as there's a small nucleus of Klal Yisrael, they may be miyata, not as big as the whole Greek army. But if they're tzaddikim and they're beholding and they're oskei sorosach, they're doing what Yaakov Avinu was supposed to do, then the others can be rabin, they can be zaydin, they can be rishoyim, they can have a massive army. It was the army that conquered the ancient world. Greece took over the ancient world. It's an interesting medrash. Why did Greece take over the ancient world? We had Alexander, the Talmud of Aristotle, who all of a sudden, his army spread through the ancient, conquered everything. From Greece, east, until the middle of India. And no one could stand up to him. The Pasuk in Daniel talks about an Ayo Menageya that's going to conquer the world. And Chazal say, why in the Hashgacha did this happen? And Chazal tell us, because the time had come after Chorban, after the Binyan by Hashemi, and the old Avodah Zaras were destroyed. Time came for the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to spread through the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu so arranged it that Greece would have philosophy and literature, and people would be exposed to that, and the old Avodah Zaras would collapse. And then Klal Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash keeping Torah, because Baal Sheni was a time of the flourishing of Torah Shebaal Peh. From the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, they would, Avodah Zaras would collapse. They would see the beauty of Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that was a time for Bias HaGolah. And that's how we spread to the world. But what happened? Klal Yisrael, who was supposed to be Yaakov Avinu, the Ishton Yoshe Baholim, straightness, Torah, Emunah HaKadosh Baruch, got so taken in by Greek culture that they contaminated themselves. And that's why Greece ended up even taking over Klal Yisrael. And Rome to go to Klal Yisrael. And that's why Christianity and Islam had to move in. The Rambam writes, why was it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed Christianity and Islam to take over the world? The Rambam writes, Hilchos Malachim, because for the world to be to accept someday the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They had to be exposed to the idea of one God against the Avodah Zarah. They had to be exposed to the idea of Torah, the idea of Mashiach. And it was like, these are like rich religions, the ultimate acceptance of the world of Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world had Klal Yisrael stayed pure in their dedication to Torah. Had they been the Yaakov Ishtom Yoshev Ahalah, then they would have run the world. The world would have seen the beauty of Torah. Right. But they contaminated themselves. And it was an adulterated Torah. It's not a pure Torah. It's Torah with Greek culture, with Roman culture, with this, with violence, with gnevus, with this, with violence and everything. If Klal Yisrael will not fulfill the Torah, then they allow Esav or Yavon or whichever nation it is to come up. Yavon was the predecessor of Edom. It's a story of Jewish history. Throughout Jewish history. And we say it in the Al Nisim on Hanukkah. How was this group of people able to stand up to the most powerful army in the ancient world? They were Ma'atim, they were Tzadikim, they were Dahom, they were Oskei Sorosa. You put that together, you run the world. The most powerful nation in the ancient world, the Greek army, can stand up. Why? Because that's the Brachat Yaakov. When they began corrupting that by introducing Greek culture even later, so they brought themselves down. And Rome came. Rome took off. We control the world. So Chaim Voloshin says, Chayi Olam Mata B'Sochayim. He gave us. But it's Kolzman with Yaakov. Kolzman. Continue Yaakov Ishtom Yoshev. It's not only following the heart. As the Rambam says, the end of Hilchos Chiyus, very powerful one. He says, Yaakov, Rufika, he says, Not a schar ha-zos, ach ba-olam hazeh, shenema va-yifot ha-ish ma-od ma-od. Yaakov being Yaakov, straight, honest, Ishtom, Yosheva Holin. That is the way Yaakov succeeds. Not only in Olam Haba, so Yaakov succeeds in Olam Haba. But the moment we begin adopting a little of Esav, a side of the fizz, a little deviousness, a little cheating, a little geneva, then not only we lose our Olam Haba, lose our own house as well. Temporarily, we get some Olam Haba. In the end, we lose it. Brachas of Yitzchak. Yitzchak gave to Yaakov as that which is determined to resist him in every tkufa. For Hoyo, Rav Yavod Soye, but for Hoyo Kasher Torah, there's a balance in this world. There's a culture of power. It's a culture of ruchnius. What's stronger? The culture of power or the culture of ruchnius? We represent the culture of ruchnius. Ruchnius is avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's frankness, it's honesty. It's all Hagar, Hashem Elokim, it's all of Adam. That's our mistake. Ruchnius. That runs the world. When? When we stick to it, when we don't mix it with Esav, power, deviousness, whether it's brute power or tiger, that's mixed with the beauty and covered with the beauty of Yovan. Yudah Levi, one of his poems, has a beautiful phrase, Bal Pashi, Acho Chochmos Yavonis, do not be seduced by the Chochmah Yavam, she'ein lo pri in pachim, that has no fruit and has only flowers. Flowers look nice. When you bite into it, there's no nourishment, nothing there. That's Yavam. It's a nice cover. It's external. There's nothing to it. Al tishiach Chochmah Yavam, she'ein lo pri in pachim. So only, no fruit, only flowers. When Chal Yisrael realizes they have Torah, they have strength, they have a Kodesh Baruch, that is what enables them to run the world. And when they get pulled in by power, by beauty, by Daiva, then not only do they lose all the heart, but they lose control of the spirit.